Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, one of you had asked, and I get asked this often, should you do a hysterectomy or not? You're fine. You feel good. But in light of what happened to Princess Kate, although we don't know what her diagnosis is, you know, it could be ovarian cancer, could be colorectal, could be any type of cancer. It has again brought up the subject of how if she was lucky to find her cancer early, and let's say it was ovarian cancer, etc. You know, if you have body parts that you don't need, should they be removed so they don't turn cancerous? And that's very controversial because surgery in and of itself is very risky. Okay, we never tell you to have preventative surgery unless we think your risk to have cancer or, you know, something even more serious is so high, almost inevitable, that it's worth the risk of surgery. Angelina Jolie had her breasts removed because of, I believe she had the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. And based on her family history, she felt that it was just a matter of time until she would possibly have cancer. And so, you know, I'm very mixed on that subject, but I did get a hysterectomy. Why? Why did I get a hysterectomy? Well, I already had a tumor on my ovary once. And when I was having issues, you know, in terms of perimenopause and all, you know, I asked my doctor, I go, look, you know, and I always had bloating. So signs of ovarian cancer are bloating, pain, and sometimes, you know, weight loss, things like that. But sometimes you have no symptoms at all. And I was talking to my doctor, and I'm like, look, you know, I don't know if I'm going to grow another tumor. I don't know if, I'm always bloated. I don't want to be calling you every 6 months for an ultrasound. The other issue they had is my doctor couldn't see my ovary. I had so much scar tissue from my previous surgeries that they couldn't see the ovary very well. And, you know, I asked, I go, look, you know, I would love to eventually not have to worry about this. And because I'm having issues, and it was offered before, you know, she said it was a fantastic idea. You know, I would do it. And I go, should I wait? She's like, you know, then you're the older you are, the harder it is to recover. And I got to tell you, the hysterectomy for me was a breeze. I was able to work the next day. Now, I did so sitting down, but I was so fortunate for the care I got. And so, you know, for me, yes, but did I do it just to prevent any sort of cancer? No, there was a process. And so I know there's a big, you know, question that people have on their minds. Well, if my appendix could become cancer, should I have my appendix removed? If my gallbladder could become cancer, should I have my gallbladder removed? You can't keep removing all your organs in the body. You could get kidney cancer. How do you know which kidney to remove? You still need a kidney. I would not remove any organ that you don't need. But when it comes to the hysterectomy, what I would recommend, if you are thinking about getting your ovaries out, your uterus out, to me, no organ is useless. The appendix, you know, is not a useless organ. The appendix is a little tube that has zillions upon zillions of bacteria that I think help create this microbiome and help propagate it and, you know, keep everything copacetic in your bowels. So I am not I'm not one of those people that say, oh, well, who cares if you lose your appendix, you're fine. Just because people have lost their appendix and still live very fruitful lives doesn't mean it's worthless. So you need to be very, very careful about that sort of terminology. So a uterus, when people say, well, look, I'm menopausal. So if you're menopausal, you don't need your organs anymore. And I know even gynecologists are going to say, you know, well, you don't need them. You know, personally, I do think that your pelvic structuring is important. Having a hysterectomy when you don't need to, you could lose that integrity of the pelvic floor and your bladder could drop. There could be differences in your sex drive. There could be differences in the vaginal canal. So even if you are not ovulating anymore, your ovaries and your uterus are not useless because they still provide certain structural support. But if you are at high risk of cancer and it's in the family and the symptoms of cancer you are already sustaining on a very frequent basis because you have, let's say, irritable bowel or you have other sorts of medical issues, then yes, I would consider a hysterectomy. But only if you're having issues. Are you bleeding heavily? Are you requiring a procedure anyway? Are you requiring routine surveillance because you're at higher risk? But if you're feeling fine, you're at low risk, let sleeping dogs lie. Don't wake up the sleeping giant. So it's a tough decision to make, and it's a decision that you have to make with your doctor. You know, men, should they remove their prostate prophylactically? No. You know, if you have aggressive prostate cancer, what we'll do is we'll watch. Luckily, we have fantastic testing. And we could watch and see. And once you do start to have an issue, then we can go in. But, now some people might have certain parts of their colon removed. Okay, that's miserable, by the way. That is not an easy surgery to have. But if they have an area of their colon that's precancerous, yes, they might. Which is, again, something Kate Middleton could have had. I'm not saying she had colorectal cancer or ovarian cancer. I know everybody's trying to guess. Let them have their privacy. But there might not have been a hysterectomy in ovarian cancer. It could be she had colorectal cancer or other issues. But again, to, you know, prophylactically have something removed or to undergo, you know, usually we will not put you through the risks because there's, you know, it's not simple. And sometimes you're never the same. You know, I had when my first ovary tumor was removed, and thank God it was benign. It had a 2% chance of becoming cancerous, but luckily it was benign. I was never the same after that. The scar tissue, then I got a hernia through the belly button because it was done obliquely, and then the mesh. And so, it's not an easy decision. So talk to your medical provider, 1-877-DOCDELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Andrew writes, every doctor he's met has regretted going into medicine. Do I regret going into medicine or anything I've done? The answer is no. There are some things I regret, like I wish I would have fought some of the changes that were done that affected healthcare now forever. I wish I would have been more politically active, but I could barely, raise two kids, deal with the office, manage my student loans. But no, I do not regret medicine at all. Do a lot of doctors regret going into the field? Absolutely. Is that why we're having so many people leave the field or retire? Absolutely. And the problem with that was when we went into medicine, we basically took a pledge that we would never sleep, that we would not get paid oftentimes, that we would, you know, just make it work no matter what got thrown our way. And then all of a sudden, you have bills to pay and you have staff to pay. And you realize that as you train and you do things for free and you keep doing things for free, that it's not sustainable. Now, you could work for somebody, but even they start to get on you when they are ending up working for free and money's not coming in. You're not billing right. You're not doing the right code. We're not getting paid. Do you think hospital administrators let doctors just do their thing and leave them alone? No. They are on doctors' butts all the time because if they're not getting paid and revenue's not coming in, they can't hire that doctor. And so I've lived my life where I have very little regrets. I made sure I was very selective about who I dated. You know, I know I kind of make fun of Dirk. You know, I should have never dated Dirk. There really wasn't a Dirk. Dirk is a name for, you know, a couple guys or a representation of some guys I probably shouldn't have gone on dates with. But for the most part, I'm glad I married Corey. I'm glad I had two kids. I'm glad I started my family when I did. Would I have loved to have more kids? Yes, but I couldn't. I mean, I barely got through these two kids without medical complications of them. Yeah, I wanted to have healthy kids, so you know, I don't really have regrets. I would have maybe loved to spend more time in temple and church and spent more time with my religion. Didn't have a lot of time for that, but could I have done it any differently? No. Would I have tried to save some of the investments and not sell whatever investments we had? We didn't have much. We needed to get into a home. I wanted my kids to go to Catholic school. So, no, I really don't have regrets. But the thing we have now is medicine is very, very different. Medicine is not like the way it was when I trained. You know, when I trained, and it was only for a very small period of time, but if you thought the patient needed something, you ordered it. If your patient was in trouble, you helped them. If you thought the patient had cancer, you would go on the hunt and you would hunt for that cancer. And then you would find it and get them treated. I can't tell you how many things I was able to find and how many lives I was able to save. And I'm not saying that because I'm bragging. It's just I was trained by amazing doctors who missed things and taught us don't miss the cancer. All right? Ultrasound those ovaries. Keep an eye on that liver. Before CAT scan was allowed in terms of screening people for lung cancer, the oncologist I trained with said X-ray smokers twice a year. There's such a high chance they're going to get cancer. X-ray them twice a year. And I go, well, what if insurance doesn't pay? He said, I don't care. You got to find their cancer. They'll have to come up with, you know, a plan, but you need to order it. And my guess is he probably, you know, missed lung cancer and said, don't make the same mistake I did. There was a doctor that got sued for missing ovarian cancer. So he told me to ultrasound everyone with ovaries. Everybody gets an ultrasound. Now, that's not the way we could do medicine. Now that there's so much overspending, one of the reasons why you guys have Obamacare is because, sadly, of the doctors of the 90s. Lawsuits and doctors losing licenses and major settlements and losing patients for missing the cancer caused them to say, you know what, we're going to order the tests so nobody can blame us. I had a friend who got sued because his patient had a brain tumor. Now, the patient had migraines. And my friend had said, look, you really need an MRI. But the patient didn't have insurance. And he's like, I'm not going to pay for that. Just give me migraine medicine. You know, thank you for your advice, but no. Well, when that patient did end up having a brain tumor, the family sued. And the family won because they said that the doctor never ordered it. Well, he did. He offered it. He suggested it, but he never officially ordered it. So when doctors saw those types of cases make their way through the courts. And once you get sued, you may lose your license in a state. You might not be able to get malpractice. Therefore, you could lose your license for not having malpractice. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that could go wrong. doctors are like, well, I'm done. And so it puts the patients in a difficult spot because doctors then would think you were going to sue or your family was going to sue. I told you I had a case. It never ended up being a case. I was never sued by a patient. But there was a woman in my practice who I love. I saw her whole family, and I continued to see her whole family. But her blood pressure was off. And I told her, look, how much in love are you with your estrogen you're on? You're on this postmenopausal estrogen, but I got to tell you, I'd like to see what happens if you're off of it. Who gave you your estrogen? Well, my gynecologist. I go, do you want to talk to them about that? She's like, honestly, I was going to ask my doctor if I could go off. I really don't like being on the estrogen. I go, let's see what happens to your blood pressure if your estrogen is not at play. And we normalized her blood pressure. Well, 9 months later, she did a routine mammogram, and they found breast cancer. Her husband writes me a letter saying he is suing all her doctors because of the estrogen she was on that apparently could have fed into her cancer and caused her to have breast cancer. So I told her husband, nice guy, he kept seeing me until I closed my practice. He kept seeing me. I go, understandable, you're going through a lot. You could have all her records. I'm totally fine with that. We could make a copy of all her records. But I just wanted to let you know, I'm the one that actually took her off the estrogen. I never gave her estrogen. I'm the one that took her off. So I ended up being the only one not sued because I wasn't the one that gave her the estrogen. And he comes in, and he's like, you're still seeing me as a patient? Of course I am. I love you. You're great. You know, your family's going through a lot. He's like, look, I'm sorry. It's just the lawyer said I can make money, and the lawyer said, I get it. You know, your family went through a lot. There's a lot of anger, but you just need to know. He goes, you're right. You're the one that actually could have saved her life. You took her off. But estrogen for postmenopausal women was the standard of care. In fact, in the 90s, I was trained that it's malpractice if you don't give them the estrogen. So when you have doctors trying to figure out whether they're damned, you know, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, after a while, doctors are like, I'm done. I am done. And so the legal system completely screwed it up for patients, for doctors. Obamacare screwed it up. Yes, now insurance companies are getting subsidies, but patients have high deductibles. Doctors aren't getting paid. You rarely see a doctor now self-employed. It's now, you know, they work for somebody. So the average person doesn't have their regular doctor, and now the average person is using telemedicine. Because insurance is saying, we'll pay, you'll have no copay if you use telemedicine. Well, what if a patient needs to be seen? Well, then you'll have to pay more. So I'm having patients tell me they don't want to be seen. You know, I'm like, look, I think you have appendicitis. So I'm like, no, because then I have a copay. My insurance says it's free if I do telemedicine. So the regrets I have isn't what I did. I am so glad I went into medicine. And if I had to do it again, I would do it again. I love taking care of patients. I love saving lives. I love teaching people. I think it's the greatest gift. And, you know, being that I never served in the military, I feel like at least I'm doing a job to help other people. But medicine's a mess. Absolute mess right now. And I really feel bad for the patients. I don't feel bad for the doctors. As long as they could get their student loans paid for, as long as they don't get, you know, infectious diseases like we were all exposed to in training. You know, some of us cancer. There's a lot of doctors who I trained with now have cancer. And, you know, you wonder what we were exposed to that could have caused that. But no regrets. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. One U.S. senator says the world watched as Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. of meddling in its affairs when the U.S. was sending Moscow a warning about potential terror attacks like the one on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia telling Fox News Sunday,
"If you want to know the difference between democracies and authoritarians, we will tell nations if we're worried about their civilians. Russia or Iran would never tell us if they had news that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the United States."
Russian authorities have confirmed more than 140 deaths. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. late in the weekend. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to PowerOutage.us, around 9 p.m., there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this week was absolutely horrifying when 139 people died in a Moscow concert hall attack. Two more people have just been confirmed dead following this attack, bringing the death toll to 139 killed, according to a senior Russian official and CNN. 139 people killed. 75 of these 139 have been identified. 40 people died from gunshot wounds. 2 died from a combination of gunshot and stab wounds. There was then a fire. And 45 people died from exposure to high temperature and combustion products. Now, the U.S. warned Russia in early March of a possible terror attack. The U.S. State Department said Monday that the United States had warned Russia in early March that there was a planned terrorist attack, potentially targeting large gatherings, including concerts. Spokesperson Matt Miller was responding to a denial by the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Antonov, that Moscow received any warning. Well, I would not do that, because if America's intelligence is better than yours, I don't think I would mess with America right now. America has really nothing to gain to say we told you so. And our intelligence is some of the best. But Matt Miller said we gave them that private warning consistent with our duty to warn when we see or when we gather intelligence or terror attacks or potential terrorist attacks. He noted that the United States on March 7th warned U.S. citizens to avoid large gatherings in Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to CNN, described the security warning as provocative and outright blackmail. They're so distrusting. That's what these fascist regimes do. And it was because of that warning that we passed on to the Russian government that we issued a security warning on March 7th. We again told U.S. citizens that we had information about a planned terror attack in Moscow, potentially targeting large gatherings, including concerts. So four suspects in the Crocus City Concert Hall have now been remanded into pretrial detention until May 22nd. They are charged with committing a terrorist act, according to the court's general jurisdiction, the city of Moscow, under which the Russian criminal code is punishable by up to life imprisonment. Three of the defendants pled guilty to all charges. All four were from Tajikistan, a former Soviet republic, and had been in Russia on either temporary or expired visas. On Monday afternoon, authorities said they identified an additional three people who were also involved in the attack, two brothers and a father. This was one of the deadliest attacks in two decades. So there is a day of mourning, or there was a day of mourning on Sunday. We're still trying to identify victims. But Putin held separate calls with Turkey and Syria to look at ways to fight terrorism. See, this is what I've told you guys, like with the Hamas attack. All right, terrorism does not pick a side and stick with it and say, all right, I will leave you alone. They will go after and they will do their terror on anybody and will also cause mayhem to their own people. When Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th and then ran back with hostages and then hid behind hospitals and innocent Palestinian families, they put these Palestinian families at risk. They even made these Palestinian families hold the hostages. And it was, terrorism does not just say, okay, it's just going to be our group. They involve everybody. They'll do suicide bombing attacks. And they don't care if there are people on their side. As long as they get some of the enemy, they call it a success. And so here is Putin and his country of Russia, who have innocent people, now becoming the target of terrorism when he's helped terrorism in other countries. You can't work with evil. Now, Putin links the attack to Ukraine. Ukraine has denied any connection. But France has lifted its terror alert to the highest level following the deadly attack in Moscow. And the Russian social media showed that what they did was torture the Crocus City suspects. Video footage showed that what they did is when they did catch the individuals responsible, they tortured them. And then they wanted people to see that they took action. And they electrocuted genitals. I think they cut off an ear. And they wanted to, one, get more information. And two, they wanted to show others. They had no problem showing others that this is what happens when you mess with Russia. And so, we'll keep you posted. We're being told that the terrorists were from ISIS-K. ISIS, known as the Islamic State Group, claimed responsibility for it as well. And they released graphic footage showing their gunmen carrying out what was Russia's worst terror attack in decades. Now, ISIS-K was formed, according to CNN, in 2015. They have been active in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. It's a branch of ISIS. the terror group that emerged in Syria and Iraq, and at its peak, controlled much of the territory. 5 years since the fall of ISIS's self-proclaimed caliphate across Iraq and Syria, the group has morphed into a network with cells spread around the world, Africa, Middle East, Central Asia, Southeast Asia. So we aren't exactly sure how much ISIS was involved and what exactly, manifested. But the groups, the affiliates, share an ideology and tactic. And there is a chain of command that we aren't exactly sure how organized it is. And ISIS-K aims to create a pure Islamic state, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, describing the group's vision of global, transnational, and caliphate. So why did they attack Russia? That's what everybody wants to know. Now, ISIS doesn't like Russia. They don't like a lot of countries, especially America. So just because Russia and America are enemies doesn't mean that means Russia and ISIS are friends. And they say, according to experts on CNN and Daniel Byman, director of Georgetown University Security Studies Program, Russia has been at the top or near the top of the list of ISIS for many years. So these terror groups, it's one thing for a country like America to want to have freedom from Great Britain, as we did in the 1700s. But it's another thing to kill innocent civilians for a cause and hurt your own civilians. Afghanistanian women can't work without being covered, can't go to school. I mean, you're trying to have an Islamic state. Don't you want people that want to live there? But it's all about control. You try to send aid, and the terrorists take it. Now, people have been very concerned about the aid being sent to Gaza. Is Hamas taking the aid, or are they actually giving it to Palestinian civilians? And these groups, there's been some question. Did Palestine really vote to have Hamas run them? Or did Hamas just take over? And when you have terrorists managing things, they don't manage it well. They take all the resources. They're selfish. They limit people's freedom, their sexual freedom, their education freedom, their work freedom, their feeding, their money freedom, and they don't let people leave. And so we do not want Islam to rule the world. We don't want them to continue. Why they would attack and why would they, maybe just to, they might be doing this just to, within their group, keep interest, keep things fresh. But sadly, they killed about 140 people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this headline caught my eye. Older adults on SNAP are forced to work or lose benefits under New Deal. This is being reported by Guide to Free. And they're saying that the recent debt ceiling deal has brought significant changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps. These modifications include tighter spending caps, additional work requirements, and the potential loss of benefits for hundreds of thousands of older adults. So they're looking at these changes. This is according to Guide to Free. That's the source. So they say that the debt ceiling aims to curb federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years, directly affecting non-defense programs like SNAP. By limiting spending growth to 1% in 2025, which is projected to be slower than the inflation rate, the measures are budget cuts, potentially limiting the adequacy of SNAP benefits, they say, for millions of recipients. Now, I'm a little mixed on how we're doing SNAP. We used to do things a little differently where people actually got the food. And I really like that because you saw where the money was going. You knew the money wasn't going to junk food, things like that, and you could make sure that the kids and the adults were getting fresh poultry, fresh dairy, fresh vegetables. But things have changed where it's a card. You get money on the card to spend as you wish. Now, I would, if I was a recipient, I'd prefer that. Because what if I don't want the poultry? What if I don't want the dairy? But, of course, our worry, especially in the medical field, is are people who are receiving the supplemental nutrition buy nutritious foods? Now, under the new legislation, additional work requirements have been put in place. And they say it's particularly affecting Americans who are 50 to 54. Who don't have children. The change is intended to encourage workforce participation, but has raised concerns about its impact on vulnerable populations who may face barriers to employment. Now, this is something that has been brought up. Should people getting benefits work? Well, the benefits, the original benefits were designed for those individuals who were disabled that couldn't work. But you do have many individuals that can, like those Tsarnaev brothers, who did the Boston Marathon bombing. One looked like he was really in great shape. Well, you would see pictures of him working out at the gym. We're being told that they were receiving welfare. They were receiving government benefits. Why? This guy could work. This guy had brawn. He could get gainful employment. In fact, why wasn't he working? So he had time to plan a bombing that killed Americans? And so there has been a big push for us to screen who are actually on these benefits a little better. Now, I get there are single moms out there that have multiple kids, can't pay for daycare, so they can't work. Now, I talked about how one thing we could do is government jobs could have daycare within the government entity that they're working for. So this way it can encourage people working. The government can give people jobs, whether it's construction, whether it's customer service, whether it's working with Medicare, whether it's, so there could be a job given. The kids in daycare, same building, so parents could see the children and check on them. And then, and it doesn't always have to be a 40-hour work week. But, you know, right now it's been loose. So there has been an expansion of work requirements. And they say now that puts a significant number of older adults at risk of losing their SNAP benefits. So I'm a little confused. If somebody can't work because of medical issues, then they're on Medicare, they're on Social Security, and they get benefits. So are these people that are not medically unable to work? If they're not disabled, then why aren't they going and getting jobs? We've had a labor shortage. Now, I get during recessions, people aren't hiring. I get that. And so what we need to do is allow there to be options for people to feed themselves. But, you know, what are the numbers? As of April 2023, 41.9 million people in 22.2 million households receive SNAP benefits. 41.9 million people. This represented 12.5% of the total U.S. population, which means 12.5% are at least in poverty. That means one-eighth of us. Okay, that's an issue. We're one of the richest countries in the world. Why is an eighth of us in poverty? We have the means. We have, you know, they say SNAP participation has fluctuated over the years, driven by economic changes of eligibility rules during the Great Recession. The percentage of households receiving SNAP benefits peaked at 18.8% in fiscal year 2013. Now, what's very fascinating about that is the Internet has changed the Great Recession dates to ending 2009. Well, as I remember, the Great Recession extended well into 2015. And so here we have an argument that SNAP benefits peaked at 18.8% during the Great Recession in 2013. Well, the Great Recession did not end in 2009. That was ridiculous. So what is the demographic breakdown? They say in 2020, 63% of SNAP recipients were adults, 36% were children. Non-Hispanic white people accounted for 44.6% of the adults, 27% were black, 21.9% were Hispanic. The new law includes changes to the Temporary Assistance for Needing Families funding formula. They said that could lead some states to divert dollars away from the program. Now, again, I'm not sure why this is happening. Formula and food for we have programs designed so that no child goes hungry. And in terms of babies, when we have moms that don't have medical coverage, there are programs for pregnant moms. And then there's programs to get them formula. So again, I'm not exactly sure what's happening with that. So, you know, there are exemptions from the expanded work requirements if you're a veteran, if you're homeless, if you're a young adult that is aging out of foster care. But they say it's not sufficient to protect all the vulnerable populations. And so the problem we have that needs to be fixed, and maybe they don't know how to do it, is we have individuals that are able-bodied that can work that don't. Okay, that doesn't mean we cut funding for everybody. That doesn't mean we radically change where they're allowed to receive the benefit. But what we do need to do is figure out how to address healthy, able-bodied people from taking advantage. You know, I had patients who said they couldn't pay their copay, that they were filing for Medicaid. And, you know, we did what we could to help them. And they were in, you know, some pretty nice cars. And when I went, I would wash my hands so much and use so much hand sanitizer that I ruined my nails, that I would go and use acrylic nails so my nails weren't always splitting and bleeding. And I remember going to my nail appointment later that day, running into one of my patients, getting a $100 job on her nails. Now me, I just tried to do the $35 thing so my nails wouldn't break. And here she was saying she can't afford her medical care, yet she's spending that much on nails. So though it's not everybody, but that's what the government is trying to, you know, manage. It's not easy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.